because he's not done with you just yet. Yeah, yeah. Father, we come in this moment not based on a feeling, but based on your spirit. It is our prayer today that we might decrease and that you might increase. Save someone today. Encourage another, and when this time is done, we'll give your name the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I tell you what, you yeah, when you think about what God has done for you, you try to let that thing go, but you can't let it go. You try to move on, but you can't. There's a word from the Lord today, and the gospel is penned by Matthew, 2nd chapter, verse number 11. It reads, on coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. I want to conclude on this last Sunday of the year from the sermonic title, The Cast of Christmas, Part 4. The Cast of Christmas, Part 4, as we wrap this series up. Our Advent preaching series. So we focus really on the biblical characters of Isaiah, who we first started with, who was able to predict some 600 years out that there's one who cometh, whose name shall be called Mighty Counselor and Prince of Peace. And then Gabriel comes along and stomps in Nazareth with some real breaking news to Mary that you have been selected to bear the Christ child and his name shall be called Jesus. During our last time together, we met some rambunctious shepherds out minding their own business in the field, and the place lit up and they got to move in that direction to witness our Lord and Savior. We're going to wrap up today with the Magi, or the wise men, and their experience is one that also is part of a major script. They were aware that Jesus had been born in Bethlehem, wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. They came from the east looking for this King of the Jews. They had seen the star. That got them excited about where to go. But in the midst of excitement, there's always opposition and fear. Somebody's tried to rain on your Christmas parade already. Somebody done started some mess already. It is not even Christmas Day, hardly. And there was a motive that King Herod said, hey, let me know when you get there. I want to worship him too, when in fact, he was looking for intel because he was the king and he was concerned that there was another king. Everybody had kind of a motive in this. It says, King Herod was disturbed and all of Jerusalem as well. But the wise men did what they were told to do. They followed the star until it stopped over the place where Jesus was born. So as cast members, they found Christ and they worshiped Christ and they valued Christ. It says, on coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary. Now keep in mind that according to Matthew's gospel, by the time they got to see Jesus, he was no longer in the manger. Amen. They came to a house. Not sure whose house it was, but by then, some theologians say Jesus may have been a year or two old by that time. But the place was the house. Where did you find Jesus? Some folks say it was a Friday night. You know, I've been running from Jesus for a long time. Oh, some of y'all country know about that. It was a Monday when Grandma made me go to revival. I didn't want to, but after I got there, something got a hold of me. This was the place, but I asked you the question. Do you recall, do you remember where it was that you found Jesus, that it was clear in your experience that I know the Lord? Amen. The saints of old used to ask, have you been converted? Converted? I finally got that thing. Has my life been changed? But not just you trying to find Christ, but he found you. How many folk have been on the run? He had to chase you down. I remember it so well, a Friday night in June 1965. You always ought to have a story. That's when he found me. That's when I confess. But, you know, he knows our whereabouts. I'm so thankful that God does not have to wonder where we are. He's already there before you get there. Amen? My grandson, he loves to check out the flights. He'll let us know, I know you all have landed, because he's tracking it. He knows when it lands. And don't you know God is tracking you and tracking me? He knows our uprising. He knows our down sitting. He knows our thoughts from afar. So lest you forget, God's got a tracker on you. Uh-oh. That make you want to live right when there's a tracker on you. That make you want to talk right when there's a tracker on you. And so these wise men were able to find him. Matthew 7, 6 through 8 says, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be open unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be open. Found Christ. Looking for him. But they also, once they found him, they worshiped him. They didn't just say, oh, we done found him. It's lap five, man. We found Jesus. But what did they do once they found him? What have you and I done once we have truly found Jesus? Worship was their response to finding him. What is our response? And see, keep in mind, these were dignitaries. These were important folk. They were had much wealth. But it was not beneath them to worship the Lord. No matter who you are or what status you put yourself in, you ought not ever get so big and bad that you can't take time just to worship the Lord. Amen. Oh my God, I'll get excited right on that. That they bowed down and they worshiped him, and don't let your position hinder you from worshiping him. Don't let your position and your status and who you think you are, who you want to be, your five-year plan, your vision board, hinder you from worshiping. What does that mean, Reverend? I mean, we talk about worshiping congregationally, but worship ought to be personal. That's when you say, God, I know who you are. Yes, you've blessed me, but I worship you for who you are. A God who sits high and looks low. I worship you. I see the worth in you. Anybody feel that way today? That I know that you sit high and you look low, but I worship you. And I adore you. Folk may think you're crazy when you take a break for a moment. I just want to worship the Lord. Don't need an organ. Don't need a piano. I'm just going to worship him because of who he is. Anybody know who he is on this Christmas morning? Oh, blessed be the God. The leper would tell you, I came back and said, thank you. Had to worship him. those disciples on the boat when things got rocky in life said, we got to worship him. The man with the evil spirit says, I got to take time because something had gotten me. And now that I am free from it, I'm going to worship him. The blind man said, listen, you don't know. I ain't seen nothing for a while. And the fact that I can now see, I'm going to worship him. What is it in your life that causes you to say, I don't mind worshiping the Lord? Well, y'all look too serious this morning. Everybody looking real. What is it in your life that makes you, wait a minute, let me think about it for a second. That's what causes me to worship him. Amen. No, I'm not a wise man, but they found him and they worshiped him. And on this Christmas morning, lest I keep you too long, they valued Christ. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They brought something of value. They brought some expensive gifts, gold, a precious metal, a symbol of divinity. Some of y'all got some gold on right now. Amen. Yeah, I know. Y'all remember when the gold chains were in? Come on, brothers. Man, you thought you was somebody. I've told the testimony. I dug mine up. I still got it. My wife bought that thing. That was a game changer. Well, she got me a real gold chain. The kind that didn't turn. Man, y'all country. Frankincense. A white garment. It's a symbol of holiness. In righteousness. Myrrh, a spice used in embalming. And we know that the time would come when this would happen. But what have you brought? What have you brought the Savior? What have you brought the Redeemer? Well, now my credit card done maxed out. I was going to get him something. But, you know, I kind of came up short. No. What have you brought him? Of value, nothing earthly, because see, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and those that dwell therein. Psalm 24:1. But what he really wants and what is really of value is your heart. Yes. Amen. That not that pumps, but that which describes the emotional you. My God, you say that person got a good heart. Yes. Or you'll say they are cold hearted. We've said it both ways. But this sense of bringing your heart to him, a price has been paid for your salvation and my salvation, and you can't put a price tag on it. Amen. Aren't you glad that you brought something today? You know, and so as the curtain closes on the cast of Christmas, as the credits begin to roll and we begin to thank Brother Isaiah, he comes up and takes a bow. Thank you, Isaiah. Appreciate you, man. And then Gabriel bids, and he comes up and bows, and then they're the shepherds, and they deserve a round of applause for being a part of the cast of Christmas. And we also thank the wise man. But there's a leading life role that can never be duplicated. It's the role that Jesus Christ played, the story he created and produced and directed. He made the ultimate sacrifice, a story that began in a manger that also took a stop by the cross and the grave. But aren't you glad that while you celebrate Christmas, you can't forget that on the third day morning, he rose again with all power in his hand? So before you walk away from the theater of life, there's more to the story, more to share. As you look back on 2022, it's not even over yet. Check your story. It may go something like this. In January, the world tried to steal your joy. But you realize that the joy of the Lord is your strength. In February, your faith was tested. Then you remembered that the trying of your faith worketh patience. In March, your money got funny, and you remembered that God says, I shall supply all of your need according to my riches in glory by Christ Jesus. In April, you may have felt alone for a minute until you realized he says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. In May, you needed mercy, and then God sent you goodness and mercy and say they will follow you past 2022. Amen. In June, you dealt with jealousy, haters, but God had to remind you that do what? I will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. In July, you realized that Jesus was the best thing that could ever happen to you. In August, one of the hottest months of the year, you realized that when you became thirsty, Jesus said, I am the living water. In September, you may have been a little sad, but then you had to rejoice because you refused to stay in a pity party. Amen. In October, you may have felt like you were obsolete, used up, and out of touch. But God had to remind you that you are more than a conqueror through him that loved you. In November, you got a bit nervous, but you remembered that God had not given you the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. In December, it's December now, on the 25th. And as you are able to witness another Christmas, I think about Brother Clay Evans, the late Clay Evans, who says, when I look back over my life and I think things over, I can truly say that I've been blessed. I've got a testimony. And so before I let you, unseen dangers, God has brought you through. And he's brought me through. And so you ought to at least have a testimony about what the Lord has done. Don't get choked up. Don't become ashamed, because I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so if you take nothing else today, you ought to have a testimony. Not a resolution, but a testimony. Not a 10-point goal, but a testimony. Lord, I want to live better. I want to serve better. I want to love better. All in this year. So I come by today to say, God has been good. Has he been good to you? Did he get you up this morning? Did he start you on your way? And folk thought you had been through nothing, nothing like what you look like. But God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, I declare today that God is worthy. No matter how I feel, he's still worthy. He's worthy to be praised. I'm trying to find about two witnesses on Christmas morning to say, you know, Reverend, he is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to get all the glory. He's worthy because he got me through so many things. And so even if I don't get picked for the play, I'm already in the life story. Do you have a story? See, you never know what somebody has been through. But then you look at what they've been through and look at the God that's kept them, and he's done a marvelous job. This is the day that the Lord has made. And so I'm going to declare it by rejoicing and being glad in it. I'm trying to get done because I said I'll let you go, but I keep having this rewind button. It says, you know, there were some times in 22 you didn't think you were going to make it. There were some times throughout the year that you had some doubts and nobody knew, but God brought you through. There were some highs and some lows. But blessed be the God today. Has he not kept you in your right mind? Has he not kept you in your right spirit today? I'm going to leave with a praise. Anybody know that he is worthy? Anybody know that he deserves all praise and all glory? That is the word of God. Come on, stand today. The cast of Christmas. See, Christmas don't end in December. And Christmas is in January.
Yes, it is.
February.
Yes, Lord.
March.
Yeah.
April.
Yeah.
May.
Yes.
June and the rest of the year.
Yes.
Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Through the ups and the downs, you've been so faithful. As we come today, there might be someone who is anticipating a gift, not realizing they've already got one. That is Jesus the Christ. Father, we come in the name of Jesus even now. There's one in this place who knows you not. Let this day not pass until they hear the story, read the script, play the part of salvation. So God, even now, you said in your word that you sent your son Jesus to die for us. We believe that he came and that he died and that he rose again. The Bible said, thou shalt be saved. Save someone today as only you can. We thank you, we declare it in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give God a praise today. Oh, blessed be the God.